Okay, today I would like to talk about the mitzvah of tefillin. Parshas Bo, this week's parsha is Parshas Bo. At the end of Parshas Bo is the first two parshios of tefillin, Kadesh Licho B'chor and V'Hayoki Yiviyacha. Now, I don't want to talk directly about tefillin, I want to talk about something that we do before tefillin, and that is the recital of the L'Shem Yichud, Kudsho B'richu Shechinti B'dechilu. Most of us are not big fans of reciting L'Shem Yichud. The truth is, almost every single mitzvah you can probably find a L'Shem Yichud. Before you light Hanukkah candles, you can find a L'Shem Yichud. Before you take the Dal Minim, you can find a L'Shem Yichud. Before you say Sfiras Ha'omer, I think that's a little bit more popular, you can say L'Shem Yichud. Most of us are not very, it's not a very popular thing to say, especially in the yeshiva world. So you hear out, so you normally say at the end, when you're finished. But L'Shem Yichud is a preparation. It's in order to put you in the proper frame of mind. Basically, mitzvahs tzrichos kavana. We pass in the halacha, the Mishnah Berurah brings it down, it's brought down the Mechaber, halacha l'maisa, we pass in that when it comes to a mitzvah d'oraisa, mitzvahs tzrichos kavana. If you don't have kavana, there is a possibility that you have not fulfilled the mitzvah. You must be mechaber. When you recite L'Shem Yichud, you're basically making a declaration that you're doing this mitzvah not just because I have nothing better to do, or I'm doing this in order to fulfill the mitzvah. Now, as we mentioned, even though the recital of the L'Shem Yichud is not very popular among the Litvish world, however, there is one notable exception, and that is the L'Shem Yichud for wearing tefillin. Even the biggest critics of L'Shem Yichud will not open their mouth when it comes to saying L'Shem Yichud. They don't say for tefillin either.
No, they specifically don't say tefillin because they say when you're putting on tefillin, you're having all the kavanos of L'Shem Yichud.
When you're putting on the tefillin, okay, I'm not from Lubavitch. It's surprising because Lubavitch is a Hasidim, they should say all the L'Shem Yichud. I'm not familiar with Lubavitch. I do not know. But generally, this is a reality that even the biggest critics of L'Shem Yichud will very willingly say the L'Shem Yichud for wearing tefillin, and they will teach their children to say L'Shem Yichud. And if you'll ask the average person, how come you did not say L'Shem Yichud this morning, they'll only tell you it's because I just woke up too late. And this goes on your whole life. This can go on your whole life, but no one has anything against. And that can very well be now, we'll see some of the reasons why, but one of the reasons is because, first of all, the L'Shem Yichud of Tzolom is a very beautiful L'Shem Yichud. It's extremely simple, it's extremely powerful, and it resonates with everyone. Some of the L'Shem Yichud that you find in this Siddurim, let's say for Sfiras Ha'omer, sometimes it's a little bit off the charts. It's a little bit way out. So you get a little bit, this is not my speed. It's not my it's not my style. But L'Shem Yichud, the tefillin, everyone knows that, I don't have to go through the nusach with you. It's something which resonates with everyone. Now, where b'chlal does L'Shem Yichud, let's discuss in general L'Shem Yichud, and we'll tie a little bit to tefillin, a little bit more specifically to tefillin. First of all, what is the source? Where did it first emerge? Where did it first come to say L'Shem Yichud? So he brings it to, it's an explicit Zohar. The earliest source is the Zohar. Okay, I'll read you the Hebrew translation. I'm not too good with the Aramaic. The Zohar appears in Parshas Tazria. Parshas Tazria, the Zohar says, "Bechol ma'asav, Amar Rabbi Elazar, bechol ma'asav shel Adam shetzarich lo, sheyu kulam l'shmoy hakadosh. Anything that a person does shall be completely in honor of Hashem's holy name." Mahu l'shmoy hakadosh, and the Zohar goes on to ask, what does it mean? He's quoting from Elazar, what does it mean that a person's deeds shall be in honor of Hashem's holy name? Hainu, this means, this is the Zohar writing in Hebrew, I'm translating, Sheyazkir b'fiv. Before you do an action, you shall mention with your lips, with your piv, es Hashem, al kol ma she'oseh, Rashi used to mention Hashem's name and declare, what I'm now doing should be dedicated in honor of Hashem's name, Shehakol Hu La'avoidosov. Okay, it's a few words in Zohar, Parshas Tazria, is really where it all begins. Now, later who came in his wake? The Ari HaKadosh, the Arizal. The Arizal and the Rash, the Zohar, who wrote the Zohar? No one knows. Rashbi, right? It's tradition. Rashbi, it's not really clear who wrote the Zohar. We have a tradition that Rashbi, he revealed the Zohar and somehow it was missing in action for many years until it reappeared. And the Arizal elaborates, and he also says that the Arizal is really the one who has given us the text, at least the Haskalah. I'll read you the words of the Arizal. The Kodem Sha'adam Yase Eze Mitzvah Tzedakah. Before you do a mitzvah, you give Tzedakah. Yomar, you should declare Liyichuda Shema Dekudsha Brichu Ushechinte, that it shall be done for the unification of Hashem's holy name and His divine presence. Bidechilu Urechimu. Those are two critical words. Bidechilu means with fear and with love. Two emotions which are which appear to be opposites, are very in conflict with one another, fear and love. Urechimu, urechimu, udechilu. And I'm sorry, udechilu is fear. Urechimu means love. I think there's a mistake here. No, bidechilu, no, it's both words. Bidechilu, urechimu, urechimu, udechilu. Both ways. There's rachamim, and then there's fear. Then there's fear, and there's fear, and then there is love, and then there's love, and then there's just like an infinite cycle. Each one leads into the next, something along those lines. B'shem kol Yisrael. That's another critical feature of the Erev L'Shem Yichud, that when you do a mitzvah, you are connecting yourself to the tzibur. That's another part of the statement. V'chaden l'chaber shem yudkei Shehem dechilu urechimu im vavke shehem kudsha brichu shechinte. L'shem yichud, in order to the unification, l'shem yichud kudsha brichu shechinte bedechilu urechimu liyachid shem yudke bevavke bichud shlim b'shem kol Yisrael. Now, by the way, at the end over here, he writes everything I'm quoting over here is from the Sefer Pardes Eliezer. He has like 20, 30 volumes. This is put out by Eliezer Kestenbaum. It's really an organization. It's a kollel. And it's led by this very big Talmud Chacham, Rabbi Lezer Kestenbaum, and they put out probably 20 volumes in this set. Each one is a masterpiece, and this volume is dedicated for the Inyani Bar Mitzvah. And he writes here, he quotes here at the end, one of the Gedolei Yisrael that writes that there is no one today that knows what this means. To the beginning of the L'Shem Yichud. There's no one today that can really explain to you in English or in any language what does it mean, L'Shem Yichud, for the unification, L'Shem Yichud, Kud Shabrichu, U'Shechinte B'Dechilu, L'Yachid, Shem Yudke B'Vavke, B'Yichud Shalim, and a perfect unification, B'Shem Kol Yisrael. For us, living in these days, it's just words. It's words which really have no meaning because we have no clue what it means. The only thing that we take out of it is that what we're about to do now is we're doing it in honor of Hashem. Because Hashem gave us a mitzvah, He told us to do it. And it basically borders on the concept of mitzvahs tzrichos kavana. If you do a mitzvah without realizing what you're doing, you go through lip service, you put on the tefillin, chas v'shalom, a person just wakes up in the morning. You know, you could ask a person in the middle of the day, did you daven today? So he says, I think so. Do you remember davening this morning? Do I? Did I daven today? I mean, I went through the routine, right? You go through life as just like a robot. You wake up in the morning, you go to shul, you daven, and then you go eat breakfast, you go to work, you do this, you do that. And it could take you 10 minutes to try to recall the unique experience you had this morning going to shul. Now that's a problem. Because if you have to go and try to remind yourself of the unique experience of going to shul, that means that when you put on tefillin this morning, did you even have kavana to be mekayim a mitzvah? Or the words just came out of your mouth. Do you remember today saying the bracha, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech ha'olam asher kideshanu b'mitzvaseinu v'tefillin laniach tefillin? Go ask the average person. Do you remember this morning saying those words? It's very likely 95% of the population will tell you they have no recollection. Did they do it? They certainly did it. But can you really remember doing it? That's a big problem. Because if you don't remember saying the bracha, that means the mitzvah did not have kavanah. If the mitzvah did not have kavanah, then that's a big problem. Mitzvah is tzrichos kavanah. When you go and you add to the performance of the mitzvah, l'shem yichud, what the l'shem yichud in essence is, I'm having kavanah to do the mitzvah. Simple as that. There's no great harm in the l'shem yichud. So the Arizal gave us an elaboration, and the third one that really the chut ha-meshulash who fortified the l'shem yichud is the shalah. HaKadosh. He also elaborates exactly the Nusach and describes the importance of saying L'Shem Yichud. So these are the big three. The big three that have instituted the L'Shem Yichud is the Zohar, Parshas Tazria, the Arizal. He actually formulated the Nusach and then came along the Shlach. He gives you a daf here. He gives you Tazria. He only has your daf, so daf nun aleph on the base. I don't know what he's quoting from. Nun aleph on the base. That's all he says here. Okay, so these are the big three. Now, it is impossible to discuss the sugya of l'shem yichud without mentioning one big name, the Noida b'Yehuda. The Noida b'Yehuda lived through the 18th century. He died at the very end, towards the very end of the 18th century, something like 1793. What? The Chassam Sofer is Rebbe. His name was Rabbi Cheska Landau. He lived in Poland.
Same time as the Gaon.
And he was a very well-respected leader. He was the one that I think tried to smooth out the problems between the Yavetz and Rabbi Yonis Ibishitz. He was the one that was in the middle, tried to do some arbitration, smooth things out. He was from the Gedolei Yisrael. He is by far the biggest, maybe the only, critic of L'Shem Yichud. He was against L'Shem Yichud to the nth degree, at least when he was young. In fact, there's a story with him that Rabbi Yehuda, he was willing to spend his entire savings account to buy a beautiful esrog. And the whole community came to take his esrog on Sukkot. He once saw a person, he was saying the L'Shem Yichud, I don't even know, for staying the little of an esrog, and he said, "How dare you? How dare you? You say a L'Shem Yichud on my Lulav and Esrog? Put it down." He did not let him make a bracha on his. That's how far he went. How critical he was of reciting of the L'Shem Yichud. Now I'm going to read to you some of what he writes, and you'll see what I mean. He has a quotation here in the Parashas Eliezer from the Nevi Yehuda. Okay, I'm going to run through this very quickly. It's just amazing the Nuschos. Asher Shal B'Nusach L'Shem Yichud. A person obviously wanted to start off a revolution, start off a world war. He asked him what would appear to be an innocent question, but he obviously knew what he was doing. This person, "I have a shail about the nusach of the L'Shem Yichud. Should I say this word or say that word?" Like, you don't go and ask the Noda Behuda, "Are you allowed to say the L'Shem Yichud?" You ask the Noda Behuda, "Yes, then I'm saying the L'Shem Yichud, but I have a suffix what the girsa is." Okay, I have a suffix what the girsa is. So that got him really riled up. And I said, "Instead of asking me what the nusach is, you should ask me if you're even allowed to say the L'Shem Yichud." Asher shol b'nusach L'Shem Yichud, asher chadoshim mikarov nit b'seim. New people. No, I'm sorry, nispashet. V'nitfas b'sidurim. New people have come along. Chadoshim labakarim. New people appeared out of nowhere and invented a nusach. He named Zeni Meshev. Ad sha'ata shayalani nusach. Amirasa yeser roi yishabed. You should ask if you're allowed to say it all together. Uladati ze roa choile bidoireinu. This is a sickness in our generation. It's an evil sickness of our generation to recite on the Shem Yichud. The previous generations didn't know from this. They were pure people. They were sincere people, they didn't need this to shame yichud. The hey masha also pre lamala v'gadol me'al shemaim chastan avol b'doreinu hazeh. In this generation, ki ozlu es toras Hashem umekar mayim chayim. Today, in this generation, he's writing in the 18th century, the people have abandoned the Torah. They've abandoned it. And they've abandoned the Shnei HaTalmudim, Bavli v'Yerushalmi. And instead, they've replaced the Talmud Bavli and Yerushalmi with the Lashay Michut. They threw the Shas out the window, and instead of the Shas, they put their Lashay Michut. Lach Tzayv Lahem, Boyrois Nishporim, Umisnasim, Berum Levavam, they've elevated in their arrogance. Kol Echot Oymer, Anoichi Horoya, everyone says, I am the Navi, I'm the Prophet, V'li Niftuchu, and I have seen the Sharei Shamayim, and this is what you have to do. Uvavur Hoyla, Vavavuri, and it's only in my merit does the world exist. Could you imagine what he's writing over here? Unbelievable. Eluhei Macharive Hadar, the people that tell you to say L'Shem Yichud, they are the destroyers of the generation. They're bringing Churban to the world. V'al Hador Hayosim Azan Yomer Yisham Dark Hashem Mitzlikim Yelchubam V'Chasidim Yikosh Lubam V'Harbe Hayalil Dabar. I have a lot to say about this. Aval Kishem Shemitzvah Loimar Dover Hanishma Kach Mitzvah Shaloy Loimar Dover She'ena Nishma. No one wants to listen to me, so I'll keep it short. V'Hashem Yirachem Aleinu. May Hashem show mercy on us. The Noda Yehuda. These are his words.
He wrote this.
Okay, he's the only one. He went out. Now, I give you a footnote, and he writes this over here. The Noda Yehuda was responding to his time, namely, Shabtzai Tzvi. The Noda was coming in the wake. He's witnessed firsthand the Churban of the Shabtzai Tzvi. He was a little bit earlier, but it was still the damage was enormous, and
that
was still
gave rise to Chassidus,
and therefore he all viewed this as the part of the damage, and he viewed this as a false hope in Mashiach, and all of these in Yonim is going to lead to another false Mashiach, false hope, and Churban Klal Yisrael, and that's why he was so against it. Okay, now what he does bring a very good raya, and everyone has to deal with his raya. So Gemara Masechta Zvachim. The Gemara says L'shem Shisha Devarim Hazevach Nizbach. When you bring a carbon, you have to have six kavanas in mind. One of the kavanas is L'shma, that the carbon should be offered for this person. I remember all the details for this specific person. For Reuven, the kohen is about to bring the animal, and having kavana L'shem Yichud, that the carbon should be brought L'shem Reuven. The Gemara goes on to say, even though that's true, me'ikar hadin, the Gemara says, better don't have kavana. When you bring the carbon, just bring the carbon stam. Because why? The Gemara says, once you're going to try to have kavana, it's very likely you'll have the wrong kavana. Once you have kavana, it's for Reuven? Oh, it's for Shimon. I thought it was Shimon, not Reuven. Who told you to think about Reuven altogether? Well, the Gemara says, l'chatchila, when the kohen brings the carbon, you should think about Reuven. You're thinking about Reuven. But the Gemara says the Kohanim are going to get confused. Once you start thinking about Reuven, you're going to start thinking about Shimon, and then the karma is going to be possible. The Gemara says better, less kavana, the better. The more kavana you have, the more you're going to be mekalkel. Do the mitzvah. Why do you put on tefillin? You have to know all these kavanas. You do the mitzvah because Hashem told you to do the mitzvah. Once you start having kavanas, maybe your kavanas are making things worse. I'm having kavana because the shin and because of the dalid and the yud, and therefore parashios. Who asked you? Who asked you for the kavanas? Just do the mitzvah. Hashem told you to do the mitzvah. Whatever the mitzvah means, do it. Once you start having kavanas, kol hamoisif goreya, it's the Ferish of Gemara. This is his prime source why it's not a good idea to elaborate on the kavana of the mitzvah in the L'shem Yichud. Okay, so this is pretty much the Noda Yehuda. Now, however, basically everyone else, Noda Yehuda is Avram or Ivri. He's on one side. Everyone, believe Shem Yetzim and Aklal, disagrees with the Noda Behuda, and they say it's no big deal. Adarabba, we live in a society, you should have the more kavana the better. And in fact, even that, everyone, this is a good, probably a good thing for a good source of a PhD doctor to do research, is the Noda Behuda they claim had charata, the Seif Yamov. At the end of his life, got him. They complained to him. The guy, he basically came around and saw the world's not going to come to an end if you say L'Shem Yichud, and he had Charata. That's what they claim. And he gave in to the L'Shem Yichud. It's not such a bad idea to recite L'Shem Yichud. Now, what about his Raya? He has a very good Raya. A very nice Raya that says from the Gemara Mesechta Mitzvachim. So they have a very good answer, an unbelievable answer to answer his Kasha. The Gemara says explicitly, you should not have Kavanis. Once you have Kavanis, you're looking for trouble. So that's not a Kasha. There, it's where the Kohen is having kavana for someone else's mitzvah. Who needs kapara? The Ba'olim, Ruvain. Who's having kavana for Ruvain? The Kohen. Does the Kohen really care about Ruvain? Doesn't really care. I'm just a worker here. I'm a service. I'm a service. Okay, you care about it. I'm a service provider. But it's not me. When you have to go and provide a service for someone else, the Kohen brings the karban. He does the shechita, the kabbalah, the halacha, the zrika. He does everything. And I have to have kavana for Ruvain. And Ruvain is not me. When you're doing something for someone else, it's not the same. Then when you start having kavanas, it's a slippery slope. More kavan is going to lead to trouble. But when you're doing a mitzvah for yourself, you care about yourself more than anyone cares about you. When you're putting on your tefillin, when you're putting on your talis, when you're having kavana for yourself, then there is no concern, there's no argument that having more kavana is going to lead to trouble. It's not going to lead to trouble. The more kavana, the better. If I'm not having kavana for myself, someone else having kavana for me, so then it's not me. You're one step removed from yourself, then indeed you're looking for trouble. But when you're having kavana for yourself, the Gemara is not relevant to the Gemara. And he brings a very strong raya. All the points can they bring many strong rayas that you have to say L'Shem Yichud. And what's the best raya? This raya is rock solid. Rock solid, and we all do it. We all do it L'Shem Yichud when? At the Seder. Amar Rabbi Yossi, call me Shloi Amar Shloi Shad Dvarim halalu lo yatsa yidei chayvasan Pesach matzah maror Pesach al shuma al shum shlo hispik es mitzikim lahachmitz at shigile milch malchim lachma kodesh bachu ugolam. Why do we have to say that? It says lo yatsa. We say this in the Haggadah. If you don't say the three paragraphs, why you eat Pesach, why you eat matzah, why you eat maror, Pesach matzah maror, lo yotza yidei chavasai. Why? I'm eating the matzah because Hashem told me to eat the matzah. I'm eating the Pesach, it's a mitzvah. You see from the Haggadah what is accepted, it's not enough just to do the mitzvah. It's not enough to have kavana to do the mitzvah. You have to have a bit of flavor, a bit of tam, why you're doing the mitzvah.
Well, that's not what we just said. You have to say Pesach Matzah Mara.
I think it goes on to say also, yeah. Pesach HaShoma, you have to still look in the farsh. Maybe yeah, maybe not, but you have to at least do more.
Pointing and as opposed to...
But I think some also learn it means you have to also elaborate. You have to elaborate with the tam, to understand a small degree of why am I doing this. The matzah is shlohispik mitzayka. Okay, so there's a degree. So this mamish and the nusach agata, everyone goes to the seder. Even people who are not Jewish come to the seder. Everyone knows there has to be a degree of l'shem yichud. Now he gives another fascinating raya. This is an incredible chiddush. He cites here. I don't know who he cites this from, but he cites this idea. Why did Rabbeinu HaKadosh begin shas with kriyashma? Why is the first Mishnah in Shas Me'emosai Koren Shema Ba'armis? First of all, okay, there are many hundred years of Baritza Boy. No, Seder Zeroyim, the Kriya Shema doesn't really fit into Seder Zeroyim. It really doesn't. You're starting with the Seder Zeroyim, it's all about Peya, Demai, Maisasheni, Maisrois, agricultural Bikurim. Kriya Shema really belongs in Seder Moed. It really belongs in Seder. It's part of the Moad and part of the things that you do.
There are people who only say that.
It doesn't belong. Kriyashma, the laws of Kriyashma do not belong in Seder Zeroyim. It's not the place. It belongs in Seder, in Seder. So why did Chazal go ahead, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, to something that's really, we don't really appreciate, there's something that's bizarre, it's strange, to put a Masechta of that Kriya Shema, of Barachos, in Seder Zeroyim? It should belong in Seder Moed, where it fits. Teretz is, Kriya Shema, Masechta Barachos, is the L'shem, the L'shem Yichud of Shas. What is Kriya Shema? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. What is L'shem Yichud? The essence of L'shem Yichud. What I'm doing now is in honor of Hashem's name. What is Kriya Shema? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Before you sit down to learn Kol HaTorah Kula, you should know you're learning Kol HaTorah Kula, you're learning it L'shem Hashem. There used to be a Rosh Yeshiva, he used to go, and every once in a while he would stop the learning in the middle of Beis Medrash, give a clap on the knee and say, Rabbi said the Hasmada in the Beis Medrash is Noir of Oyim. There's no place to sit in the Beis Medrash. You can't even get a seat here. But I want to remind everyone, this is Ribbono Shel Olam. Even though you're sitting and learning by Hasmada Rabbah, don't forget, it's not just intellectual pursuit. The learning, there's a Ribbono Shel Olam. The learning has to be L'shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You begin the Shas with Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. It is the L'shem Yichud, so you have a very nice raya that there is something called L'shem Yichud. Okay, now, another very nice idea. This is another very beautiful idea to discuss in the Yehuda. We want to be Mechalik. Again, everything I'm telling you is from the Gedolim and the Parnas Eliezer. There are two different types of mitzvahs. There are mitzvahs, we mentioned this before when we discussed the nusach, you make a bracha al versus making the bracha le. Some mitzvahs you make al, some you make le. Lahadlik ner asherik neshan mitzvahs fanu. Lahadlik ner shel Chanukah. Then so it's le. And then there's a mitzvah where the mitzvah is done al netilas lulav. Right? Al Mikra Megillah. Look, but that's a hard example. Al Akram Megillah. Let's Al Tzatzalov. So what do we say? We learned a few days ago, a few weeks ago, whatever it was. When the bracha is done in an instant, then you make Al. When the bracha endures, it goes on for a long period of time, then you make Le. When you like Hanukkah candles, it has to remain lit for 30 minutes. It's not a one-moment mitzvah. Lulav, it's a second. You take the lulav, you shake it, you're done. Matzah. You eat the matzah. 2 to 9 minutes. You're done. You do it. You eat it. You swallow it. You finish. There's nothing more to do. When you do it right away, it's al. Al achidas matzah. Al achidas lulav. But a mitzvah that endures. Chanukah candle. It's a half an hour. Tefillin. How long do you wear tefillin for? For half an hour. For the whole day. The whole day you wear tefillin for. Make it right in. Endures. Le'honiach tefillin. Le'honiach. So some want to say is the only mitzvah that you're supposed to make a l'shem yichud, or even those that are critics of L'shem Yichud agree a mitzvah that endures for a long period of time, it is appropriate to say a L'shem Yichud. Because when the mitzvah is not just for one moment, the mitzvah is to be with you. Anything for one moment, take the lulav. No, I take the lulav, it's done. I ate the mitzvah. Hashem told me to. But when Hashem wants you to take the mitzvah and live with the mitzvah, Hashem wants you to wear the tefillin for the whole day, then you need a L'shem Yichud. It's a different type of mitzvah. You have to, there's a demand. You should appreciate what the mitzvah is about because it's going to be with you for a long period of time. Tzfillin is such a mitzvah. Tzfillin is a mitzvah which you wear nikrad in the entire day. So therefore, tzfillin, by all accounts, from the mitzvahs that we do, is a mitzvah which deserves a L'shem Yichud much more so than other mitzvahs.
It's interesting with tzfillin, though. First one is
lit,
the second one is
al. Right, we discussed al. That's not really on the bracha tefillin.
Right.
Now, also this also explains why no one has anything bad to say about the l'shem yichud. Just chashav, everyone is all praise the l'shem yichud for tefillin. Because what is tefillin? Tefillin is the yichud shmoy HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is tefillin? Tefillin is the shame. V'rohu kol ame haaretz ki shame Hashem nikra olecha v'yaru v'meka. What is l'shem yichud? The essence of l'shem yichud is l'shem for the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have a mitzvah, and the whole mitzvah is the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then just the opposite. Punkt akert. Lehepach. It's a whole essence. I now I understand. But therefore, all the L'shei Michuds, maybe you'll say it's not necessary. But no one's going to tell you, but the L'shei Michud of Tefillin is in its own league. Because since the essence of L'shei Michud is the Yichud of Hashem's name, and the mitzvah of Tefillin, the whole mitzvah of Tefillin is the mitzvah of Hashem's name. V'rohu kol amei ha'aretz ki shem Hashem nikra olecha. It's a, what is the parasha? Tefillin is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokein Hashem Echad. However you look at Tefillin, it's Shakai, it's the Shin, V'rokol Amaretz, it's Shema Yisrael. This is the essence of Tefillin. So, Matzah Minas Minoy. How fitting it is to enhance, embellish the mitzvah of Hashem's name with the L'Shei Nichon, which is all for the purpose of Hashem's name. Yeah? No, that's very good, because Leishev is to sit the entire day in the sukkah, so it's very good. Leishev a sukkah with a lamed, not with an al. It's bad. Okay, so these are some of the ideas relating to L'shei Nichud.